U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is due to arrive in Islamabad as part of Washington's ongoing efforts to encourage India and Pakistan's peace dialogue. The Bush administration's key diplomat will travel to New Delhi later this week for similar talks with Indian leaders. Mr. Armitage begins official talks with Pakistani leaders on Thursday. He will meet with Prime Minister Zafarullah Jamali, President Pervez Musharraf and other senior officials in Islamabad. A Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman says the discussions will focus on bilateral relations and the latest peace gestures from both India and Pakistan, which had signaled the most dramatic cooling of tensions between the rival nations in nearly 2 years. Before leaving Washington, the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State said his mission is to encourage the diplomatic thaw between India and Pakistan. But Mr. Armitage stressed that the United States does not see itself as a mediator. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Jamali told a news conference that his government has agreed to India's offer last week to restore full bilateral diplomatic relations and transportation links. Mr. Jamali says this should set the stage for a meaningful dialogue with India.
We believe that all outstanding issues between Pakistan and India must be addressed sincerely and constructively through a sustained dialogue with a sense of priority. Such a commitment is in the interest of harmony and stability in the region and for the prosperity of its billion-plus people.
Indian leaders reportedly say Mr. Jamali's initiatives are inadequate since they do not address what India calls cross-border terrorism in the disputed Kashmir region. New Delhi has been demanding that Islamabad stop Islamic militants from crossing into Indian Kashmir to fuel an insurgency there. Pakistan denies any involvement. Kashmir has been the cause of 2 wars between India and Pakistan, and soldiers from the 2 countries regularly exchange fire across the military line of control, dividing the region. Pakistani officials on Wednesday alleged that Indian shelling left 6 people dead, including 2 military officers. The tentative steps toward peace are the most important between the subcontinent's nuclear rivals since an attack on the Indian parliament in December 2001. New Delhi blamed Pakistan-based militants for the attack and downgraded diplomatic relations with Pakistan, which denied involvement. Mr. Armitage will visit neighboring Afghanistan before traveling to India to conclude his South Asian mission. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.